Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the midweek edition of the Joy Business Report. Coming up, some oil marketing companies increase prices of petroleum products at the pumps. Also in this bulletin, Bank of Ghana advised not to overregulate the fintech space to help grow innovative ideas. Later on the Joy Business Van, we will tell you how Icane Autotech is taking the complexity out of car repairs. These and more we have for you. I am Pius Kojo Baka. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. A look now at our stories. Some oil marketing companies have started increasing prices of petroleum products at the pumps. The move has been influenced by rising prices of crude oil on the international market and recent challenges with the city. More from George Uyafe.
One of the major players in the industry, Allied, is this morning selling a litre of petrol at 12 Ghana cedis 73 pesos, and diesel is going for 13 Ghana cedis 73 pesos. This represents a marginal increase over the price quotes offered by the oil marketing firm some 2 weeks ago. Our checks with the other major oil marketing firms showed that we should expect more adjustments in the coming days. However, the second biggest oil marketing firm, that is Star Oil, says it is yet to review its prices at the pumps, but there are strong indications that it could hold prices at the current levels. Market leader God is also yet to review prices at the pumps.
The president of Academic City University College, Professor Fred Magbangolori, has advised the Bank of Ghana against overregulating the fintech space in the country. According to him, this could stifle innovation in the fintech ecosystem. Speaking to Joy Business at the 2024 Fintech for Inclusion Summit, Professor Magbangolori said Ghana's fintech regulatory framework should be in line with local standards.
What I often see in our regulatory framework is that events that occur somewhere is usually transported here. So if the European Union has a fintech regulation, then Ghana must also have a fintech regulation, which is good. But we have to make sure that these fintech regulations are within the context of our reality. Oftentimes, the environments are different. And so we need to, just like vehicles, you know.
Now, the first Ghana CEO Presidential Manifesto Gala Dinner has been launched in Accra on the theme Reigniting the Business Economy and Social Contract for Growth, a Business Manifesto for Political Accountability and Sustainable Development. Speaking at the launch, the Chief Executive Officer of the Chief Executives Network Ghana, Ernest De Graaf Ejiri, said this year's event is geared towards creating a sustainable and inclusive business environment for growth.
This gala dinner will aim to reset the partnership between business and political leadership through a renewed social contract based on trust, accountability, and shared vision. The event is not just a gathering. It's a platform for genuine change where our country's business and political elites will commit to a future driven by sustainable growth and economic inclusiveness. A key feature of the evening will be the social contract signing by the NDC and NPP flag bearers. It represents the public commitment to transparency, governance, and fostering an enabling environment for business.
Ernest De Graaf Ejiri is the Chief Executive of the Chief Executives Network Ghana. And then the Joy Business Report brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Please stay tuned for the Joy Business Fan. Hello again and welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Offering the best value for your money without compromising on quality. That has been the strategy of one of Ghana's leading auto repairs business, Icane Autotech. The Joy Business Van is in Tema Industrial Hub to learn how the automotive business is taking the complexity out of car repairs.
Being different and having a niche is a great thing in business. It works to the advantage of the business and helps reach clients. Isaac Nate knows this too well. When he set up his auto repairs business, Icane Autotech, he decided he would be different, and that is paying off. And as Isaac tells me, it's not often the business itself that makes a company unique. It's the people, the approach, and the intangible elements.
This work, you can know the job, but if you don't have the right equipment, you will still fail. If you have the right equipment and you don't have the right engineers, you still fail. So I decided to kind of invest in the personality, which is a human resource, and then equipment.
That's been the emphasis for Isaac since 2003 when he decided to embark on this journey. Icon Autotech is now the go-to place for top-notch automotive services, utilizing the latest tools and technology to ensure accurate diagnostics and efficient repairs.
One of the services we offer is the pick and delivery service. If you cannot bring your vehicle here, call us. We can come to your house, pick it up, work on it, and give it back to you or deliver it to you. We also have mobile vans that we move around to service vehicles for customers. We also have, you see this paint booth that we have here? We have foldable ones that can be installed maximum within 10 minutes. We'll install it. So if your car is involved in an accident, let's say you don't want your car to come out, a Bugatti, Maserati, you know, some big cars, they don't want their cars to come out. So what we do is that we move to your house, mount the paint booth, then we paint the car in your house. Okay, so whether it's scratch, rust, or anything on the body, we move to your house and then we take it. Most of the equipment we use there are the diagnosis tools, electronic tools, okay? When the car comes in here, you complain that your car is not starting, there's some check light on it. We can't just look at it and then give you the problem. We have to scan it. So we have all the scanning tools, we have the programming equipment to program your car. So we scan the vehicle, it gives us all the code, then we interpret the code before we even start working on the car. I say that if you're a mechanic and you don't upgrade yourself, a time will come you run out of business, because most of the cars now doesn't even have engines. They are all electrical vehicles or electromechanical vehicles. So we upgrade ourselves every time.
The specialized skill set required to work on the technology in vehicles means more training and upgrades. Icon has invested in that over time. Its reach is beyond Accra.
Our customers are not only based in Accra or Tema. We have customers all the way in Takoradi. Wayo Engineering, just more constructions from Takoradi. We work on their vehicles. When it comes to Accra, we have Maranatha Oil, we have Engine Ghana, a lot of companies. And even the insurance companies like Ghana Union Assurance, they work with us. We have customers there. And then even Koforidua, we have customers. So we go everywhere. And because we do home service, we can come and pay the vehicles. Customers are so much, they're happy to work with us.
Icon Autotech's work has received industry recognition, adjudged the best garage 3 consecutive times. To expand, Isaac says the business needs access to finance.
Every business needs finance. It is finance, money. You see, nowadays it's a bit difficult getting financial institutions to support your business. Not because you cannot repay your loans, but because of inflation, they are scared. Because business is also not booming the way you wanted it. You're also scared to go into loans because you don't know what will happen the next week or the next month. And I will be happy if the government will have some kind of program to support individual businesses or individual Ghanaian businesses like us.
Beyond repairing vehicles, Isaac does not rule out assembling vehicles in the near future.
We wanted to bring in some cars to assemble. So we wrote to some companies in China and other countries. What motivated me was when I saw Apostle Safo, back in the days when he started putting some cars together. That inspired me and I was, okay, we can do the same thing. So our mission and vision, if you read in the office, you notice that we want to also come up with something like that in the near future where we can assemble vehicles in Ghana.
While this is not beyond Isaac, who dared to pursue his dream of owning a world-class auto repairs business.
You can watch the Joy Business Van at 5 p.m. on Business Live on the Joy News channel today. That's it for the Joy Business Van, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition comes up next, right after which we bring you Agribusiness Series on Masterclass. We are continuing our discussion on mushroom farming at 1:30 p.m. Do make a date. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do have a good day.